Boy, the presence of the Lord is already in here today just for you. Amen. Amen. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. I just want you to just rest in the Lord today. I want to remind you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because if God makes a day, then He's prepared to bring you through every part of that day. Amen. And we're just so thankful that we get to come together and just worship God as a family unit and just feel His anointing and His presence come upon us. So I just want you to reach towards the Lord today, because He's going to touch you. And I thank you for being here. And we're just going to enter into worship right now, because He's already here to meet every one of your needs. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We ready to worship this morning? Yes. Hallelujah.
I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection power. Come together, sons and daughters, bought with blood and washed in water. Sing the praises of the Spirit, Son and Father. Our God will finish what He started. This is my testimony from dead to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'll testify by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony.
God, we just worship you this morning. We just set our praise before us today. God, and we just bless your name. King of kings, the Lord of lords. God, we set our hearts on you today. God, we make room for whatever you want to do in our lives this morning.
All you are, will you meet me here again?
is all you are. Will you meet me here again?
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Great is your faith.
altar's where you meet us. Take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed, I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my fire, I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. Take whatever you desire. The Lord hears my cry.
If your glory wants to come here, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze. Some of you are praying for revival, but you are not willing to do what He's asked you to do. You're not willing to give up that area that He's asked you to give up. You have to put down, put aside what He's asked you to, so that revival can come to your heart. If your glory wants to come here, let it fall, we want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
So clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you.
Clean my hands,
clean my hands.
Purify it.
Purify my heart.
Take it all over.
I wanna burn for you. Only for you.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Oh, take the crown
as a sacrifice.
consumed. You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify. You take whatever you desire.
Better your way.
me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You are the defender of my heart. Sing that out. And when I thought I lost me, you know where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You were the defender of my
has been heavy. You're in a season where God has been trying to set you up, been preparing you for what's coming. The attack has been heavy. The attack is coming to a halt because the devil wants to see what kind of progress he's made in beating you. He's been bombarding you. He's been throwing everything he's had at you, thinking that he's got you down, thinking that he's got you beat, thinking that he's got you worn out. But God says before the dust even settles, his expectation is for you to walk out and face the enemy head on. All the cuts, all the scars, all the bruises, everything that's came at you, that God says, you know what? I see it. But just like in the movies, when you watch them come out the smoke, they're ready. Now you know what the devil's got on you. He's thrown his best at you, and you're still here. You know you can take it. Then why not come out of that fire and that dust with a look of, you can't hurt me. You can't touch me. You've done everything you can, and I'm still here. So why not just take what I got and throw it right back at you with everything I have?
Amen. I know we've already praised this, but every time we sing the song, I can't help but to think it. You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. You come back with the head of my enemy, and you call it my victory. And my victory stands right there. My victory stands right there. Miracle of God that he promised me the first day that it began. Amen? A year and a half later, and the victory is here. It don't matter how long you gotta wait. It don't matter how long you gotta stand, because it's coming.
My praise becomes my breakthrough.
Sing it out.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
He is worthy.
Yes, he is. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Amen. He is our great defender. Amen. He's our protector.
Our deliverer.
He's our deliverer. He's our place of safety. Amen.
Our peace.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Our peace, our confidence.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
All in all, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we're glad to be here with you this morning. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
We're so glad to be here with you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I can't imagine it being any different. Amen.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. And you know, my garage didn't want to let me out of the house yesterday. He's
Amen.
Fighting me
yep.
in this women's thing about washing the feet for some reason. He don't want it done, but it's getting done.
Amen.
We're going to do it.
Amen. Praise
I said,
the
I'll
Lord.
Definitely be, I'm there. I'll be there. Remember that? Yeah, I set my alarm for 5 because I'm going to get up and be really ready.
Amen.
And I woke up at 6:39 or 8, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Phil, my alarm didn't go off. So I jump in a shower. I'm jumping. I'm just getting ready. I go and I push the button for the garage door to open.
Bam.
Yeah, it went. I'm like, Phil! I'm screaming. Phil, get out here. So we're trying to get it up. We worked on it. I don't know how long.
Ooh.
Yes, I unhooked it from the garage door thingy and tried to lift it up. Yes, I did. It's so heavy, we can't lift it up.
Amen.
So it was just a mess. And then, to top off my whole day, because I couldn't come yesterday, because Philip was already gone, and I couldn't use his car, so it was already, like, just, I was in bed. I went right back and laid in bed, and I'm just, like, fuming. And then at 5 o'clock p.m., my alarm goes off. I'm like, well, at least I wasn't imagining things. I did set the alarm. Amen?
Amen.
But the women didn't skip a beat. The Lord didn't skip a beat with the women. I heard it was amazing. Thank you,
Amen.
Linda and Marie, for being prepared, for being in season. Amen. We will have it again next month. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And Amber is going to be bringing the word. And are we planning on doing a foot washing next month? Yeah, we're going to go until we do it. It's going to happen. We're going to just keep it here. We're going to do it until it happens. Amen?
Amen.
We can do the teaching and then do the foot washing afterwards, because I believe it's an important part of leaving behind yesterday and going forward into it tomorrow.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So what else do we have going on? We have the Love Your Marriage Seminar.
Amen.
Or conference, or whatever you want to call it. It's Friday, March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see up there, if you have Facebook, you can just go to our post on Facebook, click the link, and it'll take you there to sign up. But you do have to go sign up. If you don't have a way to sign up online, come see me. But obmcckenton.org/marriage is where you go. It's pretty simple. I did it, and I hate doing stuff online, and I did it easily.
Amen.
Easily. So, but if you need help, or if you need to sign up online and you don't have a way to, come see me. We'll do it.
Amen.
Amen. And then the men's breakfast is coming up.
Yeah.
On the third Saturday at 9. Is it here? Or is that out there?
It's out there. It's at the Plaza in Mount Victory.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I think we're getting ready to schedule a tent revival in June. We don't have the dates yet, but it's not us. They're using our property. What are you doing? Mark Dunphy Ministries. He has his tent, yes, and he wants to put his tent up out here, and it'll be all him, but obviously on service nights, we're going to be over there with him. But that'll be an amazing time. What else do we got coming up that we're forecasting in the future? All kinds of stuff. VBS is coming up. We got POM coming up. We've got the missions trip coming up for the teens. So be praying for them. If you'd like to support any of them, you can put an offering in the bucket and put missions trip on it. I can't remember how much it is. $450 a kid?
Whoa.
$430 a kid? Yeah, for the missions trip. Yeah. So, yeah, if you would like to sponsor one or give a little bit towards one, certainly do that. Mm-hmm. But we've got 4 kids going.
Amen.
We've got Noah.
Praise
He's going.
Lord.
And then we've got Adam. Adam's like a big boy now. Where's Adam? Adam's a big boy. And then Caleb and Isaiah are going.
Amen.
So we're excited. They went, and it's funny, last year they went to Kentucky, and y'all know Mark Dunphy, right? They went to the church that his daughter attends, Candy Dunphy. She's been here with Mark before. And they helped that church build some ramps and steps and all that stuff. So it's pretty cool how small the world truly is.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And so if you want to support that, you can. And I think that's all I got.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we better release the children and the teens to go to their class this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're all going to be blessed, and they're going to be touched of the Lord, and it's going to be good. Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then this morning, what we're going to do is I'm just going to talk to you for just a few minutes about how the Lord will bless the work of your hands. Amen. And God will touch what you do, and he'll touch what you give him. Amen. And so this morning, we're just going to pray that people are blessed in what they do. Amen. That their jobs, that their places of work are places where they're using their giftings, where they're purposed to. And that we need to be thankful and remember that with all the struggles of work, we can't forget that it's the blessing of God that has us there. Amen. And we can't forget that God's hand is with us and on us, and we should be praying for him to help us in every aspect of what we do. Amen. So your workplace should be a place where you are believing God to use you, and also where you are praying for other people and where you just want to be a blessing to people. So as we bring this offering up, I thank God for each one of you today. I thank God for the gifts he's put in you and that he's put you in a place where you can produce provision for your family and just be a blessing and just do what you do. And I'm just praying God to just touch you with more and more of his wisdom and his ability. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we bring these offerings forward, Father, I thank you, and we're so reminded, God, that you bless the very work of our hands, Father God, that you touch our minds, you touch our bodies, our abilities, God. You give us skill sets and things, God, that we can do, God. You give us witty inventions and things that we can do, Father, and that it brings glory to you when we work in your name, Father God. The Bible says that we work as unto the Lord, and we want to be thankful, God, that even for the froward boss and for the person that's not so nice, that we can work for them as we work for the Lord, Father God, and that you'll show us how to be a blessing, and you'll touch our lives and do what you want to do with all that we do, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you rebuke the devourer on the behalf of your people. I thank you that you bless that they put their hands to, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you open the windows of heaven for your people, Father God. And I just thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Know why, but I just want to say thank you to the worship team. Amen. We appreciate your sacrifice and the time you spend that we don't see getting prepared to do your part to help usher in the presence of God. Amen. And I thank you for that. And I just want to say that we're very blessed to have you, and we're very thankful for the talents and gifts that God has brought into this house, amen, and our worship team, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, this is a good morning, amen. And I get to preach to you today on a good subject, hallelujah. I don't know how much preaching I'm going to do or if I'm going to be more in the teaching mode. We'll just have to see how it goes, because I'm teaching on a subject that I think is very important for us, especially in this time in which we live, amen. Because we're going to teach a little bit on the fear of the Lord, amen? And why we want to teach on this is because, I tell you what, we have come into a time where, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of disrespect and irreverence going on in the world, amen? It seems that children are even having a hard time respecting their parents the way they ought to respect their parents, amen? And you just see a lot of lawlessness and stuff that's just not good going on. And so this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the fear of the Lord and just how this should be a part of our life and a part of our everyday just going about, hallelujah, and just having God with us on a day-to-day basis and how we should walk in this. But before we talk about the fear of the Lord, I want to make sure that I clarify some things about the fear of the Lord, amen? Because the fear of the Lord is not like a natural fear, amen? And so it says here in the book of 1 John chapter 4, it says in verse 17, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." And what that means is that the day of judgment is going to come upon this earth, amen? And there's a time where every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? But even though that day is coming, because we have the blood of the Lord and because we are children of God, we don't have to have fear that time. Amen? We can be bold in that time and we can be thankful that we did what was right, which was allowing God into your life while you had the opportunity to, so that you could have the blessing of God on you during that time. Amen? We can have boldness in the day of judgment. Amen? And it says here, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because we first loved us. Amen? So when we talk about the fear of the Lord, obviously we're talking about something different than the natural fear. Amen? Remember that in 2 Timothy it says, in 1:7, it says that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen? But of power, love, and a sound mind. And so what I want you to know is that there's a fear that brings torment, and that's the kind that has anxiety with it and fright with it and all of that kind of stuff. And then there is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is a reverencing fear. The fear of the Lord is a reverence for him where we don't want to go outside of what he has for us. Amen? The fear of the Lord is something where we're sensitive to his spirit being upon us. Amen? I want you to know that David was a king that walked under the fear of the Lord. Amen? We can remember a time where Saul was the king previous to David, and he got to a point where he wanted to kill King David. Amen? And before David was a king, Saul started seeking him and wanting to kill him. And so he took him, and he was chasing him down, and he would try to get him to places where several times he had the opportunity to try to kill him, and thank God it didn't work out. But one time, we remember that as King David was hiding from King Saul, he was fortunate enough to get into a cave, amen? And while he was in that cave, guess what happened? King Saul came in that same cave and rested before David and didn't even know David was there, amen? And it says that David was there, and he had the opportunity to take King Saul's life. And I'm telling you that people at that time would have said, oh, King David is so great. Saul was brought to him by the Lord. And oh my goodness, King David was justified in killing Saul. And it's amazing because King David, instead of killing Saul, he felt the anointing of God or the fear of the Lord. He felt the presence of God telling him not to do it. So he cut off a piece of the cloth of Saul. He even felt bad about that. Amen. Amen. He even felt, about that touching him. But what happened was, King David was able to witness to King Saul, hey, I was here with you. I could have easily taken your life, but I would not touch the anointed of God. Amen. And I want you to know something, that when the fear of the Lord comes upon us as his people, it's a very good thing. Because the fear of the Lord will cause you to reverence things of God. Amen? The fear of the Lord will call you to value other people. Amen? Because you'll start seeing people, even if they're not saved yet, you'll start seeing people in their God potential. You'll start seeing people as who they could be in the Lord if they just had the opportunity to know Jesus. Amen? And I tell you what, that when you start having the fear of the Lord in your life, you'll start having reverence for godly things. Amen? You'll want to make sure that the laws and the judgment of God, and we're going to go over this in Scripture, but I'm just talking to you for a few minutes. You'll want to make sure that the reverence of God is in your life for the Scriptures. Amen? You'll get to that point where you understand that even if the world moves on and the world becomes progressive and the world comes up with its own ideas of right and wrong, you won't move because you'll know that what the Word of God says is the final answer. Amen? The Word of God is God's judgments. Amen? And they are precious and they're wonderful and they're good. So we're just going to look at some things in the Bible today, and then we're going to challenge ourselves. Amen? We're going to challenge ourselves to be people that respect and that honor the things of God. Amen? So I want to start here in the book of Psalms, praise God, and I want to go to Psalms 89. And I just want to read a couple verses to you here. And it says in verse 6 of Psalms, "For who in the heaven can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? You know, even as I just speak these scriptures this morning, and as I speak these words to you, I feel the presence of God. I feel the reverence for the things of God. I feel the touch of God on our life, and I feel him wanting to move us more and more to know who he is. Amen? For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Wow. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. You know, when we come to church, we ought to come to church with a reverence. You know, I hope that there are times where we are making sure that we repent during our daily walk. Amen? And I want you to know that I pray that you are taking time to prepare yourself even before you come into the house of God. I want you to know something, that it shouldn't be a flippant, whimsical thing that we're coming into the house of God. Amen? We should be judging our hearts. Amen? We should be preparing ourselves. We should be open to God when we come into the house of God to be used of him. Amen? I want you to know that we should be sensitive to his spirit. Amen? There may be somebody who God wants you to just say hello to or be kind to coming into the service. Amen? But I also want you to know that God wants you to have your hearts prepared when you come into the house of God to worship him and to give him your all. Amen? He wants your hearts prepared to be able to receive the word. Amen? Because I'll tell you what, I'm just the man. But out of me is the gift of God that flows into your life, that if you'll pay attention to what I have to say, I'm not speaking on my own power, but I'm speaking by the power of the Holy Ghost, and I will speak something that's going to touch your life. Amen? I want you to know that you'll get something out of this service that I might not even know that you ever got out of this service. Amen? There's something that we will go over in the Word of God that touches you and that helps you in a way that I might not ever be aware of. Amen? But I'll also tell you that I'm also aware of the things God has me say. Amen? I'll tell you, God has me change my message oftentimes for you. Because I'll write something out and I'll think I've done all my studying and done all the things that I think I need to do. But I tell you what, if God stops me in my office or stops me during worship and tells me to do something a little different, guess what? I'm going to adhere to what God has me do. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that when you are brought before men and when you are brought before people, don't worry about what you're going to speak, because the Holy Ghost will speak for you. Amen? So I tell you what, if I make you mad, deal with God on it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Pastor Regina said she's had to do it for years. Amen. But I want you to know that God is resting upon us. Amen. And that God wants us to be available to him and to be available to what he wants to do in our lives. Amen. I'm going to read something in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. And I'm going to read verse 7 through about 9, and then I'm going to skip down to 28. It says, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if he be without chastisement, whether of all partakers, then are you not legitimate? You are not true sons and daughters at all. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? I want you to know something. If we will take correction from our natural fathers, and we should, the Bible says honor your mother and father, amen? And if we can handle correction that they do, especially if you've been like me and my humanity, sometimes I've corrected my son in the wrong way. And I've had to repent of how harsh I was or something that I did. Amen? So if in my humanity, my son should give me reverence and should listen to what I have to chastise him about, how much more so should we give God reverence in our life? How much more so should we let God chastise us and touch our heart and convict us of things and be willing and able to say, if God is touching me in this area or dealing with me in this area, I'm going to honor him and I'm going to reverence him and I'm going to make the change or do whatever it is that God has me to do. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Let God's goodness touch you. Remember, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to know that if God is dealing with you on an issue, it's for your benefit. Amen? If God is dealing with you on something, it's to bring you to a better place. Amen? It's to touch us and be a blessing to us and help us come into the place that God wants us to be. And then I want to skip down here in this same scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm going to read about verse 27, and it says, and this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I want you to know something, that the fear of the Lord is a godly fear. Amen? It's not something that torments us. It's not something that causes us to be fearful. A godly fear of the Lord is just a proper way to live. Amen? And it says, for God is a consuming fire. I want you to know something, that the Lord is constantly consuming out of us what is not good. Amen? And he's constantly moving us towards that which is good. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are people that move with God and are touched by God. Amen? I'm just going to read something here in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. Verse 18 says this, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made and were made. Amen. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I want you to know something. God is so loving and kind that no man will ever stand before him and say that they did not know. No man will face judgment and be able to say, God, I did not know right from wrong. I did not know who you were. Listen to me. God touches all of us. Amen. And I tell you what, God touches us in such a way that we have to physically, in our spirit, in every effort of ourselves, push him out of our life and contend all of our life to say that God's not real and God's not there. Because I tell you what, you know in your own life, me included, praise God, how many times you pushed back against God, how many times you ignored his counsel, and how many times you tried to escape him before you came into being saved. And I tell you what, just like God was fair to you and gave you every opportunity and then some to come to him, God gives every man that opportunity. Amen? I want you to know that Pastor Dostik always says that if a man loses the fear of the Lord, he will lose his moral compass. And I want you to know something, that without the fear of the Lord, it becomes very gray on what's right and wrong in our lives. Amen? We can become very confused on what we believe and what we stand for if we're not careful. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are people that make certain that we walk within the guidelines of the fear of the Lord. Amen? I want to read something to you that should be very positive to us as a house of God. Amen? And it says right here in the book of Acts, praise God, Acts chapter 9, verse 31, it says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and they were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." I want you to know something. That walking in the fear of the Lord can increase us as a body of Christ. I want you to know that your individual decision to walk in the fear of the Lord will be a blessing to you and your family. Amen? I want you to know that when you start following the will of God, things become more and more possible. Amen? God says that those who love Him and those who keep His commandments and those who do His will, they can ask of Him what they want. I want you to know that the Bible says that you only have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. Amen? And what that means is that Christians can ask God for things that are out of His will. So we want to make sure that we reverence God enough that we put the Word of God in us and we know what God is saying in His Word, and therefore, when we pray, we will pray according to His Word, and therefore, we know we can receive answers. Amen? I want you to know that God loves you and God needs you to put Him first. Amen? So if we're going to have a real reverence of the Lord in our life and we're going to have the fear of the Lord in our life, one thing we're going to do is make sure that we put the Bible first. Amen? And I tell you what, we're going to put the Bible first no matter what. Amen? Even if people challenge our faith, once we know that we know what God has said, we're not going to back down. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? I'm not ashamed of what the Word says. Amen? I tell you what, sometimes in this modern world, people will call even the Bible hate speech. Are you kidding me? This is the foundation of love. Amen? This is the place where God loves humanity. And I want you to know something, that when you come into the house of God, first of all, we as believers ought to be able to make room for anybody that comes. Amen? I tell you what, we better, out of the fear of the Lord, have a tender heart and reverence towards anybody that walks in that door. Amen? I don't care if they... Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. I don't care if they come through those doors drunk. We as God's people ought to be able to have enough reverence and fear of the Lord and love in our heart that we will allow them to start where they're at. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that if we ever see a brother in a fault, make sure we restore him quickly, remembering that without the grace of God, there would I go. Amen? And we ought to be a people that are filled with compassion, patience, kindness, and love and concern for each other because of the fear of the Lord. Amen? We ought to be able to deal with other people's weaknesses and deal with where they're at and how they need to grow because we have the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord in our heart. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are people that are just open to the goodness of God. Amen? Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God that He's brought us together as a body of Christ. I thank God that He's a part of us. I thank God that we have a motive of serving Him and pleasing Him. And I just thank God that we get to be a part of what He has for us. Amen. I'm going to read out of 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Amen. And in verse 1, it says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I speak to this to con, con, not this. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die and live with you. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. I want you to know something, that we should want to make sure that we're doing our best to get rid of things out of our life. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Boy, I know it's a scary topic because we don't like to think of ourselves as holy. Amen? We like to remember ourselves as sinners. We like to remember our imperfections. We like to think of ourselves as not being good enough. We like to think of ourselves of being dirty, you know, those types of things. That's just the devil trying to keep you somewhere where you don't belong. You don't walk in your own righteousness. You walk in the righteousness of God. Amen? And I want you to know that you are good enough. Amen? And I want you to know that you can make decisions to grow in God. Amen? You can make decisions on a daily, weekly basis to say, I'm going to move from here to over there. I'm going to ask God to help me with my imperfections and my flaws and my things that I know that don't please him. And I'm going to ask him to help me, and he's going to help me. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen? I want you to know something, that that's not just physical effort he's talking about. I want you to know that on the spiritual journey from glory to glory, moving closer to God, that God wants you to know that he wants to help you in every aspect of what you're doing. Amen? And I want you to know that God's goodness is always with us. Amen? I want to read something to you out of the book of Psalms, praise God. Psalms chapter 19, I believe. I pray I wrote this down right. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Psalms chapter 19, verse 9 says this, the fear of the Lord is clean. Wow. Enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. I want you to understand something, that God wants you to walk in the fear of him so that you'll walk in holiness, so that you will follow his judgments, and as a result, you'll get great reward. I want you to know something, that God wants to bless you now and in the life to come. Amen? Remember, the Bible says this, beloved, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I want you to know something, that prosperity is not money, so to speak, or not just about money in your life, but that prospering is that the Lord wants you to be healthy, at peace, and overwhelmed with his goodness, and he wants you to live this life in a confident place of knowing his goodness is with you every day of your life. Amen? Praise God. True prosperity is knowing that God has saved us and redeemed us, and that he has a place in heaven for us. Amen? And I just want to go over something else here for us in the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. This will we do if God permits. I want to read something else here in the book of James, I believe. James chapter 4, verse 13 says this, go now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Praise God. I don't ever want us to be those that are not fearing the Lord. I don't ever want us to be those that are so arrogant that we believe we can just live this life any old way we want to and on our own terms. Amen? I want you to know that I want you to be bold in Christ. Amen? I want you to be confident in His love. I want you to be bold in who He is as your Savior, your Protector, your Deliverer, your Lord. But I also want you to be reverent towards Him and the fact that we don't think we can do anything without His help. I want us to be so reverent towards Him that we know that we couldn't even take a step if it wasn't the Lord's will. I want us to be so reverent towards Him that we never forget that in Him we breathe, move, and have our very being. Amen? And I want you to know something. I don't ever want you to be afraid on the path of growing to know that you need to take a check of your life and make some more movement. Amen? I thank God that one of the men at the men's meeting was sharing with us that they had given up alcohol. Amen? And praise God, what a blessing to know that that brother got so reverent before God that something he had done for a long time in his life, when he recognized that it wasn't pleasing to God, he was willing to walk away from it. Amen? And I want you to know something, that it's beautiful and it's wonderful to know that people on a daily basis are making movement towards God. Amen? And I want you to continue to do those things that move you towards God. Amen? Listen, God loves you. And He's tugging at your heart every day. And He will walk with you through this thing every day of your life. And He will help you every day. And I just want to go here back to the book of Hebrews for just a minute. Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm going to read something for you right here. And it says this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You know what's so amazing about this scripture is this is talking about the long term and getting to know God and seeing Him, because without holiness no man shall see God. But I want you to know something. This references your everyday life. I want you to know that you should be walking in a holiness that allows God to be seen by you in this everyday living. Amen? And I want you to know that we should be walking in a relationship with God and following after Him in such a way that we can see His hand on our life. Amen? I want you to know that there's a scripture, I don't have it written down here, but there's a scripture that says, grieve not the Holy Ghost. Amen? And what that means for all of us to know is that after we're saved, if we're not careful, we could grieve the Holy Ghost. I want you to know, anger and bitterness, getting out of control, hatred towards other people, these are things that grieve the Holy Ghost, amen? And we want to make sure that we are a people that walk in such love and such a relationship with God that we never grieve Him, amen? That He can be our God and He can rule over our life and we will serve Him, amen? And we will be thankful for His word, amen? I want you to know something. The word of God is not something that you should ever disdain, amen? The word of God is not something that you should fight against or try to work your way around and figure out how you can avoid certain things that are said in the word of God. The word of God is for you a life source. Amen? And what you should do is read that word with the hope and understanding that the more and more I get of God's judgments and God's ways and God's goodness in my life, the more and more I'm going to be able to live life, the more joy and peace I will have, and the more long term I will be blessed by the goodness of God. Amen? So we just want to be people that fear the Lord. Amen? We want to be people that reverence God, amen? We want to be the people that are thankful for His word, amen? We want to be the people that put Him first, amen? Because when you put God first, guess what? You're going to keep your wick burning. Amen? And you're going to keep yourself ready for that day of the Lord. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that that day comes and we know not when. Amen? So what we want to do is do our best to be living everyday life for God so that when He comes, it doesn't catch us off guard and it doesn't catch us by surprise. Amen? It catches us ready. Amen? It catches us full of love. Amen? It catches us full of life. It catches us just with the joy of the Lord, unspeakable and full of glory, and ready to go when He calls us. Amen? And I tell you what, God is calling you every day. Amen? The Bible says that He stands at the door and He knocks. Amen? And He's wanting you to open that door and let Him in. Amen? So let's just make sure that we make room for the Lord. Amen? We make room for His goodness and that we allow the fear of the Lord to be a part of our everyday life. Amen? That means we're aware of His presence. Amen? Like my fear of Regina. Amen? Praise God. Helps me stay on that path. Amen? I'm just kidding you. But the fear of the Lord will help you stay on the path that leads you to righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt You. We lift You up, Lord. And Father, we're so thankful for Your goodness in our life. Amen? We're thankful that You touch us. We're thankful that You bless us, God. And Father, we're thankful that Your word comes to give us holiness, God. Your word comes to give us righteousness. Your word comes to lead us on that path that will let Your word be the light of our life. Amen? And Your word comes to help us grow in our relationship with You, God. And God, we just want to be available to You, God. We want our hearts open to You, Father. And Lord, no matter what way the world goes, Father, we're going to stay put. Lord, no matter how much they think that Your word is out of date or Your word is no longer relevant, God, other people may move. The world may become progressive, God, but we're going to keep the covenants in the word of right and wrong and blessing and good, Father God. And we're going to know that stealing is never okay, Father God. We're going to know that the things of the word are never to be mistaken or mishandled or done away with, God. We're going to keep Your word in front of us, and we're going to keep growing in You, and we just thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me have some prayer requests here. Praise the Lord. God, we pray for Brandon right now, who's running a fever and has a sore throat and congestion. Father, we just speak to these symptoms in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You that the Bible says, by Your stripes we are healed, God. And Father, right now, we just release the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into Brandon, Father God. And we pray that he would be healed and that he would be whole, Father God. And all these things would leave him in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Amy right now, Father God. And Lord, we thank You for this procedure that was done, God. But God, we pray right now for the pain to be alleviated, God. We pray, God, that supernaturally You would speed up the healing process, Father God, and You would make her whole, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we put Linda before You right now, Father God. And Lord, we thank You that You've already done work on her shoulder, Father God. But Lord, we ask You to complete this work, Father God, and make her whole and bring her into perfect healing, God, and remove all pain. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Mark, we're praying for your grandmother. God, we just pray blessing over her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, God. Oh, we pray for your granddaughter. Amen. We pray for your granddaughter, Cheyenne, Father God. And we pray blessing over her, Father God, that, Lord, You would touch her, that You would heal her, Father God. And, Lord, that You'd bring her into wholeness, Father God. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'm going to step over here and I'm going to pray for this young man that's here today. Father God, right now I just put Jim before you, Father God. And Lord, we loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing in Jesus' name to flow into his body, Father God. Lord, we ask you to correct all things with his back, Father God. And we ask you to remove pain in the name of Jesus. Lord, give him comfort. Give him strength, Father God. Give him relief, Father God. And Lord, I pray that all those things done for him surrounding his back would work for your glory, God, and would bring him into healing and peace. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there's one more thing I want to pray for right now. And with every eye closed for just a minute, please. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody in here today that is not saved? Is there anybody in here today that says, at one time I was saved, but right now I haven't been walking in my relationship with God? If you're here today and that's you, I want you to just lift your hand right where you're at. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pray with you, and God is going to bring you into that place of salvation, and he's going to start to just bless your life with his touch. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Father, I just believe that we're all saved in this house, Father God, and that we're here to give you glory, Father God. And I thank you for your hand being upon us. I thank you for the word you brought forth today, Father God, that you would touch our lives, Father God, and that it would help us, Father God. And Lord, we just give you glory and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Well, we just want to let you know that we love you. We thank you for being here. And, of course, we'll be available to pray for anybody that needs prayer. But we just want you to go and have a good, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.